Hi everyone, welcome to episode 10 of the Pokemon Go podcast. I'm your host, TK Muffin, and today, as always, we'll be going over all the latest news and more. Going straight in, I just want to say sorry, I didn't do it last week. I had loads of stuff to do and I didn't have enough time on the weekend, so I didn't get to do that. And also, there's an issue with my audio sounding a bit weird. I think I fixed that, so now it'll sound okay. Going straight into the news, there's quite a lot of news that I didn't do, so it's going to be quite a long episode. And yeah, so going straight in, Tynamo, Mega Manectric, and Therian Form Thundurus will come roaring in for the first ever electric type themed event, Charge Up. Trainers, charge up your batteries and get ready to roll. Electric type Pokemon will soon have their moment in the spotlight with the first ever Charge Up event. Similar to previous events like Psychic Spectacular or the Bug Out, this event will focus on catching, evolving and powering up a single type. This time it's electric. The date and time are Tuesday, March 16th at 10 a.m. to Monday, March 22nd at 8 p.m. local time. So by the time I'm recording this, it's going to be tomorrow, by the time you're probably listening to this, it'll probably be ended already. So hopefully you'll get that Mega Manectric energy. Features include electric-type Pokemon, including Alolan Geodude, Voltorb, Electrike, Stunfish, and more, will be appearing more frequently in the wild. Also, keep an eye out for Tynamo, which will be making its Pokemon Go debut. The following electric-type Pokemon will be hatching from 5k eggs. Pichu, Elekid, Electrike, Shinx, Joltik, Tynamo, and Stunfish. Event-exclusive field research tasks will reward Pokeballs, Ampharos Mega Energy, Manectric Mega Energy, encounter with Electric-type Pokemon, and more. Time research focused on evolving and powering up Electric-type Pokemon will be available. The following Pokemon will be appearing in raids. Voltorb, Shinx, Blitzel, Klink, and Tynamo will be appearing in 1-star raids. Alolan Raichu, Alolan Graveler, Magneton, and Ampharos will be appearing in 3-star raids. Therian Form Thundurus will be appearing for the first time in 5-star raids. Mega Evolve Manectric, otherwise known as Mega Manectric, will be making its Pokemon Go debut in Mega Raid Hours. Mega Houndoom and Mega Bombsnow will also be appearing in Mega Raid Hours at this time. The bonus is you'll have a higher chance of receiving evolution items when opening gifts during this event period. Yeah, so this probably won't affect anyone because it'll already be over, but it just means you can evolve that Manectric into Mega Manectric, and that's the thing we'll be covering in Mega Zone today. The second bit of news, which is the thing I'm most excited about, is invite your friends to enjoy Pokemon Go and earn rewards together. That's a bit of a weird title, but that's what it says. So it's the update for the 3rd of the 17th, so it's 17th day of March 2021. So yeah, it's already come out, and the referral feature is now available to trainers in Australia. So since I'm in the UK, it's not out yet, but hopefully if it goes well, it'll come into the rest of the world. And yeah, it'll be really cool. So it says, trainers, we're excited to announce our referral program will soon be coming to Pokemon Go. When you refer a friend to enjoy Pokemon Go, whether it's their first time playing or they're returning after a break, they'll receive rewards like Pokemon encounters, rare candy, incubators, and more as they hit milestones on their adventure, and so will you. Like other features we've launched in the past, we'll be tuning the referral program over time in order to make the process as easy and exciting as possible. Trainers in Australia will be the first to receive referral codes they can share with their friends. Stay tuned for more information as we roll out this exciting new program. So yeah, I said it was the most exciting one so far, so it means if one of your friends, or even if you're making a second account, pretty much your friends or your family members, you've got them into Pokemon Go, you get rewards for them hitting milestones. So maybe level 10 or something, you get a Pokemon encounter. I don't know yet, but it'll be pretty cool, and I'm definitely excited for this. I'm definitely getting my friends back into Pokemon Go. The next bit of news is that Therian Form Thundurus is coming to Pokemon Go. It hasn't come yet, but by the time you're listening, it probably has. It says, trainers, as a charge-up event fills the air with electricity, we're receiving forecasts of some wild weather on the horizon. That's a good, play on words, wild weather on the horizon. We're excited to announce the first ever Weather Week event, during which Pokemon that enjoy rainy or windy conditions will be appearing more often in the wild. The date and time are Wednesday, March 24th at 10 a.m. to Monday, March 29th at 8 p.m. local time. So by the time, or at the time I'm recording this, it hasn't come out yet, but it's out in like 3 days. Features include Castiform. It will be appearing more frequently in the wild throughout the event, alongside other Pokemon that tend to appear when it's rainy and windy, like Wingull and Ducklet. I'm really excited for Wingull, but I still haven't got that, so a new Pokedex entry for me. If you're lucky, you might encounter shiny, rainy form Castiform. Psyduck, Poliwag, Swablu, Drifloon, Mantyke, Timpole, and Ducklet will be hatching from 5k eggs. The following Pokemon will be appearing in raids. 1-star raids are Slowpoke, Tynamo, and more. 3-star raids to Wellow, Pelipper, and more. So Pelipper is the evolved form of, Wingull, the thing I was just talking about. And 5-star raids, Theme form, Thundurus. The Mega Raids, Mega Houndoom, Mega Manectric, and Mega Bombersnow. So Mega Manectric, the thing I talked about before, if you didn't get enough Mega Energy to Mega Evolve it, if you defeat a raid, you'll get Manectric and the Mega Energy. Complete an event-exclusive field research and time research to encounter Pokemon like Rainyform, Castiform, and more. A new spring-themed avatar items will be available in the shop, and from Wednesday, March 24th at 10 a.m. to Saturday, March 27th at 10 a.m. local time, Pokemon that enjoy rainy conditions like Vaporeon, Lotads, Dunkfish, and more will be appearing more frequently in the wild. The only thing that I'm really interested in is Lotad and Stunkfish, because Vaporeon is pretty easy to get. From Saturday, March 27th at 10 a.m. to Monday, March 29th at 8 p.m. local time, Pokemon that enjoy windy conditions like Skarmory, Tailor, Piedove, and more will be appearing more frequently in the wild. I just noticed this, but it's rainy conditions and windy conditions, so they've actually done it in two separate bits, so that's interesting. The bonus is when you catch Pokemon with Weather Boost, you earn extra Stardust. And as Weather Week concludes, Therian Form Thundurus will be leaving 5-star raids, with Therian Form Tornadus appearing, making its Pokemon Go debut afterwards. Then, only Therian Form Landorus will be left unaccounted for, so make sure to stay tuned for more details. Yep, now it's time for Megazone. As you are hearing right now, I have scrapped the music in the background, just a small thing, it's just none of them seem right, so yeah. So, Mega Manectric, as I said before, we're going to be covering it, and it's brand new in the game, and it's pretty good as a shiny as well. Currently, the shiny is, so the normal Manectric is yellow and blue, imagine that, but the yellow bits are still there, and then the blue is black, and it looks super cool. So, Manectric is constantly discharging an electricity from its mane. Sparks sometimes ignite forest fires. When it enters a battle, this Pokemon creates thunderclouds. So that's its Pokedex entry. And so the summary is Manectric is an electric ground type Pokemon which evolves from Electrike. It's vulnerable to ground type moves, and Manectric's strongest moveset is Snarl and Wild Charge. I'll go more into that later. And it has a max CP of 2340, so just under 2500, so it's good for the Ultra League. Its base stats, its attack is 215, defense 127, stamina 172, so it isn't the best, best of the best, but it's still an okay Pokemon. If I could, I wouldn't choose it, but still a good Mega. People might not think that, but personally I don't think it's that good out of all the Megas. So the max CP for level 15 is 1003, level 20 is 1337, level 30, 2006, and level 40, 2340. Max CP with Weather Boost for level 25 is 1672, level 35 is 2173. Max HP for level 40 is 147, and as I say, every Megazone episode size is, I don't know why anyone would like this, but the height is 1.5 meters and the weight is 40.2 kilograms. The base capture rate for it is 20%, the base flea rate is 6%, and to get candy for it as a buddy is 3 kilometers. So when you're doing raids, it's a tier 1 raid, and the boss CP is 6,713. You only need like really one player, it really depends. The boss HP is 600. When you catch it, it's normally 1,200 to 1,300 CP. The court CP when it's boosted is 1,500 to 1,600. The minimum IVs are 10, 10, 10. So it's a pretty good base IVs. So the best moveset, as I said, for offense is Snarl and Wild Charge. And for defense, it's Charge Beam and Wild Charge. So pretty good. It's vulnerable to ground, which deals 160% damage, resistance to steel, electric, and flying, and it only deals 63% damage. So, it's an okay one. And all the moves it can learn are for the quick moves is Charge Beam and Snarl, and the main moves are Thunder, Flame Burst, and Wild Charge. Then the top three counters for Manectric are Landorus, Aetherium Form, Excadrill, or Groudon. They all have, all of them have kind of like mud attacks or ground attacks. So Mud Shot and Earth Power for Landorus, Excadrill Mud Slap and Earthquake, and Groudon Mud Shot and Earthquake. So Earthquake's a pretty good one against it. Really depends if, like, I don't think you're really going to see it that much, but yeah, it's an interesting Pokemon. So now it's time for tip of the week. So this week is like a tip, it's a bit different than normal. So recently, I've known this for a while, but there's this really cool app. Well, if you just type into your browser Pokemon Go Calculator, and then the first like site, click that, and then you can, when you get onto the evolution calculator, you can choose a Pokemon, then choose a CP, then it'll calculate the CP. That's really cool. So for example, if I push in an Ivysaur and let's say 678 CP. For the Venusaur, the estimated new CP would be 1,107 from, and the probable range would be 1,087 to 1,127. And also, it knows if you're cheating. So if you do like a random number, like for example, I'm going to put in 24,678, and then press calculate, and it says that doesn't look like a valid CP for that Pokemon. So it actually knows if it isn't like a like an actual Pokemon CP, and it's really good. So that's how I know if I should bother evolving my Pokemon or not. And it's like I'm very into PvP, so I know which one to evolve and which one would be like just under the, for example, the like 2,500 for the Ultra League. So it's really good, and even shows the Mega Evolution if you have that. For example, the Mega Venusaur for that will be 1,524, so a very bad Venusaur. I don't have that Ivysaur, but it's just a random one. So it's really good, and if you're just looking to see what Pokemon you're going to evolve, and just check with it just before you do it, and see if it's worth your while. Yeah, so I've added the link in the description, and yeah, so that's the end of the episode for today. As I said last episode, I now have a website, so if you go into the details of the show, go onto the website, there's a link there, and you can send requests to me, and I might get you on the show as well, and just looking around, and yeah. So, next week, I'm going to try and do it again, but then if there's a week where I don't do it, don't worry, I'll do it the next week, almost definitely. So that's the end, goodbye from TK Muffin.